music.
Positive, encouraging K-Life.
So many people try to feel more inside. So many questions asking how, asking why. I might not have all the answers, but I taste it and I've seen there's a better path for Jesus. There's no going back for me.
Thank you. music ended up in Australia with the Queen Music. I'm just going to put it out there because that's a pretty exciting kind of check off your bucket list thing to do. And Randy, it's Positive Encouraging K-Love. And we are so grateful for you coming to me. K-Love is here because you live here. And together we're on this mission to spread more Jesus as far as we can spread him. More love, more hope every day through these songs. And if you come to K-Love to find that hope and peace and encouragement every day, we are so glad because that is exactly why we're here. And maybe you don't know this, but K-Love is listener funded. That's why I'm saying we're here because you're here. And we do this together. And right now, your gift of any amount at K-Love.com will help keep listener funded K-Love coming to the air. And will bring people closer to Jesus every single day with every single song that plays. And as a thank you, back to the bucket list. When you give, you're going to be entered to win a trip for two to see for King of Country in Australia. How exciting. And you know what? The gift, it can be fun. Please stand beside us in prayer that this ministry can keep on moving forward, keep expanding, keep growing, keep spreading Jesus and put through these speakers. It's what the world needs now more than ever. And we need to be a part of that when you support K-Love. Plus, anyone that gives $30 a month or more will receive an exclusive T-shirt when it supplies us. So thank you. We so love you. We appreciate you, K-Love family. You are amazing. Thank you for listening. And always, thank you for being
here. Here are this week's top three songs, according to our K-Love insiders.
Number three, Elevation Worship. Praise.
Number two,
Torn Love, featuring We the Kingdom and Davies. Take it all back.
That would be the star.
Number one,
Sal Schleter, Counting My Blessings.
You can join K-Love Insiders free and help rate the songs that we play.
Help shape our playlist. Go to klove.com/insider.
Your team. Toby together for one night. Friday, November 15th in Albany at MVP Arena. Connect with your friends and the music. Me and Toby Mac. Tickets are available at awakeningfoundation.com.
I think what is coming here, I got a new song called Grave Robber.
I got stolen by the grave.
These days my heart soars on the run. These days Yeah.
your right song at the right moment could be right now.
K-Rocks.
Oh, I've been desperate. Like those loud prayers. Like Job on his knees, saying, Lord, I need more than a little help. I've been surrounded. Felt fear on all sides. Like Daniel in the lions, I know when I fight, I don't fight by myself. When I need it, Jesus, you came through. Holding my heart is sinking. Your promise held true. And every time I feel it, I know you couldn't have done it. So still and Savior now, Jesus, you came through. And I need it now.
to music.
Don't take K-Love. Yes, you want K-Love.
K-Love is what you're looking for.
Just ask yours to play K-Love.
So I'm just gonna say
that song you want to do. And I want to encourage you today, if you've started something and you're finding it really hard to follow through, we just encourage you to keep going. And I'll share, I've started another workout program. I work out kind of semi-consistently, like I'll be fine for a month and then all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, it's a couple of weeks, geez, I should probably be going. But I'm really trying to be intentional this year. I'm really trying to be consistent and I started this fabulous workout and one of the trainers, love her, she's so super positive and really, you know, get you in that headspace. And she was talking about how, you know, that muscle, your head, your thought life, is really the most important muscle to work when you're trying to create a new habit and be consistent. And when you're looking for results, and this is, you know, you take this to the gym, you take this to life, right? This advice that she gave. She said, most of us, we want to eat the fruit the same day we plant the seed because we're impatient and we want things fast. And I just want to encourage you, if you've been at something for a little while, maybe it is, you know, something physical, workout, maybe it's a new position at the job, you're still trying to get, you know, your legs in, you're trying to find your room, it's not quite there yet, don't rush it. You've planted the seed, and again, you don't eat the fruit the same day. You have to grow, you have to give it time, you have to come back again and again, and tend it, and water it, and be intentional, and be mindful of it. And when you do that work, you'll be able to sit back one day, and oh my goodness, you're going to have the most gorgeous oranges, lemons, limes, whatever it is you're growing. You're going to enjoy your food. God, please forget my daughter at college.
I'm at the doctor's office and really hoping for good news.
I just lost my job. I'm praying that I find a new way fast. When you need prayer, the K-Love Prayer Community is here for you. With the free K-Love smartphone app, you're just seconds away from requesting prayer or praying for fellow K-Love listeners. This isn't your average app. What's special about the K-Love Prayer Community is that when someone prays for you, you'll receive a notification. You might never meet face-to-face, but for a few minutes, you're connected through the power of prayer. Simply download the K-Love app and click on the Faith tab. Request prayer. Pray for others. The K-Love Prayer Community is waiting for you. K-Love, 1 minute of encouragement. Tim Tebow.
I had a dear friend say once, it doesn't matter if you live to be 1 or 100. What matters is what you did for Christ. The world is going to find success in so many different ways. Accumulating stuff, receiving applause, getting recognition, and though those things aren't necessarily bad, they can't be your everything. They can't be what ultimately matters. One of the greatest questions you can ask yourself is this. Does my life change other people's life for the better? Unfortunately, too many times for me, it hasn't. But you have a chance today to do just that. I hope you're successful in business, in sports, in school, as a parent, whatever it is. I hope you crush it. But like my friend said, no matter what your age or what you're doing, what matters is what you do for Christ. Go change someone's life today for the better.
Find out more about Tim Tebow at klove.com. Keyword, encouragement.
thing. It just kind of shuts out all of the negative 100% K-Love.
Your heart will die. Therefore it breaks me with no sound.